So this is a little bit dated, but it's called Nutrition and Dietary Supplements, and it just kind of talks about many different supplements that have been used. So for instance, we have glucosamine and chondroitin, where there's a lot of studies with osteoarthritis, and one of the benefits is they don't have quite the effects of medicines like Motrin, ibuprofen. And then you have ephedrine with caffeine to promote weight loss, where there's some studies, but they wanted more. You had phenylpropylene, which had been used to help with weight loss. However, both had contributed to deaths, so there was major caution there. Then there was cola, acuminata, there was torfelder, yohimbine, Garcinia, where there wasn't quite the amount of studies that would have been desirable, and you kind of had mixed results or possibly not effective results. And then some athletes like to have chromium, and while it's helpful, there's like a multiple studies showing effectiveness with diabetes. There was less studies showing athletes. Creatine being helpful for better for weightlifting than for sprinters, but they just wanted more studies. Carbohydrate loading being something that was done before, racing, and not entirely as popular in other instances. You had studies involving different supplements for preventing cramping, but also kind of having uncertainty and mixed results. You can also use electrolytes. If one's homocysteine levels were higher, using B6 and B12, soluble fiber has been shown to prevent the absorption of certain cholesterol. Vitamin E had contradictory results. In one study involving 50 milligrams, they saw no benefit. And yet, at 400 milligrams, they seemed to see a benefit in the United States. And it also helped for somebody who had a heart attack, but that kind of prevents some of the clotting, so that way the blood didn't just pool. So there was a song that went Party Like It's 1999, and in honor of that song, I happened to find an article that talked about the knowledge of different supplements and nutrition from 1999. So without further ado, here it is.